Okay.
So we had a few points that remain from yesterday. Then we'll get on to the next small piece of Gemara, and then Be'ezrus Hashem on Sunday we'll deal with a large part of the Halacha Maisa, which we'll try to do it in two components. We'll try to do it A in terms of what we did last time, looking at the Shulchan Aruch inside. That's the Shulchan Aruch inside that is the summary of the halacha, and it should match up with what we think it the maskanos should be of both directions. Eating cheese and then meat, and meat and then cheese. Look at some of the nosekelim, and then we know that I'll try to call out some of the questions that are common shaylos that come up, even if they're not discussed in maybe related to the topic, even if they're not discussed directly in the poskim on the page. We'll try to do that. On Sunday. So again, among the points that we, again, basically what we, the main points that we left with yesterday was the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as to the nature of the prohibition to eat cheese after meat. Rashi said the concern is what?
The Tom
coming from the Shulman, right? We'll just call Tom for short. And the Rambam said it was okay, and the Torah told us that there were two nafkaminas. One nafkamina was you chew it and don't swallow it. For example, if it's for a baby. And then the second one was...
That was the second one.
What was the first one?
Well, it's not your teeth, though.
Oh, right. If after the 6 hours is up, if after the day or the waiting, I'll talk about 6 hours a little bit later today. If after the time is up, if you find meat, you have to take it out or not. The Torah recommended being machmir for both opinions. We said that the hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks, what is, basar v'ein shinayim, what is its status? So that reads very smoothly according to Rashi, but does not read so smoothly according to the Rambam. Because if according to the Rambam, when Rav Tzitzis says that the Isser is Basar Ben Hashinayim, then the Gemara asks, what about Basar Ben Hashinayim? What are you talking about? That we just said. So what is that kasha? So we suggested yesterday that kasha was a clarification. The first point that was made was that there's an Isser. Why is the Isser? That's fleshed out by the continuation of the Gemara. The Bach asks the same Kasha, but he seems to give L'chora a different teretz. So what does the Bach say? Says the Bach, give me a second. That's fine, I can look at it here, it's fine. I just forgot the hard copy. Oh, so says the Bach inside. V'yesh lahakshos. Leha Rambam, according to the Rambam, again, what does the Rambam say? That it's about Basar Shabina Shinayim. My kami boile, what's the Gemara asking? Basar Shabina Shinayim Mao. That what's the status of Basar Shabina Shinayim? Halo ikar hatam ditzorach l'shahos. The main reason that you have to wait Kishir, according to the amount of time, Lohave Elam Ishum Bazar Shabina Shinaim Shlayochim Ogvina Achi Zachar Bashir Shir Deshe Shos. What we're waiting for is to make sure that the Basar, not is no longer there, but is begun to be digested by the enzyme, saliva, or whatever else is in your mouth. So what's the question of the Gemara? V'yesh Lomar Dekami Boilei. Kasha is im yesh lismoch al nikor habasar shebein hashinayim shelo yitzarech lahamtin sheishaos. Question is what you guys were wondering about yesterday. What, according to the Rambam, is going to be the kasha tomorrow? You're telling me that it's us. Why is it us? Because the shebein hashinayim. Oh, if it's us, it's because the meat is going to take. What happens if I take it out? And therefore, after 6 hours, even if it's between the teeth, it's going to be Mutter, according to the Rambam, right? Because it's not considered to be Basar anymore. It's going to be during the Sa'afel. What if I take it out During the 6 hours, I waited an hour or two. It's WD. I gave them major those flossers, and I'm flossing everywhere, and I do a great job. Am I allowed to eat meat then?
Because according to the Rambam, it's mistaber that it should be okay. That it should be okay. That's a good kasha. What those the terrors of the Gemara? What's the terrors of the Gemara? So he says, Bach says, the Kari Alei, and on this we read the Pasuk, Habasar Odenu Ben Shineya. The response to this kasha, again, the kasha is, right, during the 6 hours, if meat is removed, that's the question. What's the halacha? The answer is habasar odenu ben shineya. What's the answer? How does that answer the question? How does that answer the question?
Yeah, it's still called habasar in your teeth.
But it's not in your teeth. I took it out.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Before we had this, before the Bach came along, that's the answer. That's what Rashi reads it. Rashi says, beautiful, beautiful. You have to be, what's the status of the Basar? Is Basar still considered the Basar all to be your teeth? It's still considered the Basar. That's a Kiddush. I might have thought it's not significant anymore. It's not Roy Lachila. Nobody would ever go into somebody else's mouth and pick up their leftover steak and then eat it. It's not Basar anymore. Yeah?
Oh.
How do you see that from the buzzer?
Even though the puzzle is talking about like the whale and
they have to start with
your teeth, but even though like they ate your fault, so they're after. Like,
and maybe they didn't pick it out.
Oh, they tried to, but it didn't work.
How do you know?
Yeah. Just kind of saying like Mary saying that, oh, it's only buzzer from your teeth, so once you take it out, you should be good. I'm going against.
The other way.
Yeah.
Wow. You're saying the answer is Eidachanami, it's mutter.
Yeah, I'm trying to help though. I'm trying to help though.
That would be I didn't even think of that possibility. That would be a fascinating answer. Right? You hear what Zach's saying? The kasha was, if you take it out, if you take it out, what's the status of the meat? The answer is, a basar is only asar when it's within a mechanism. It's saying a kula.
It works very well.
It would be great. It's definitely not what the Bach says, because the Bach says the opposite. Did the Rambam say that explicitly?
Didn't he say you just have to wait 6 hours?
Did he say that inside? The Rambam says that himself?
Yeah, he said it.
Did he say after you clean it? I think we assumed it. I don't
know. He just says 6 hours.
Right, he just says it's 6 hours. Right.
Isn't
right.
The question now if you clean it out within 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yes,
it's a great answer, but tell me what the Bach says.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell me what the Bach says. What does the I don't think the answer is true. It would be geschmack if it was true, and it's a good way of reading it, but I don't think it's true.
The reason the Rambam says you have to wait 6 hours is because there's going to be a buster that you're not able to get out.
Right, so that's what Sandra was saying, right.
I'm saying, like, how can you even ask this question? Like, can I remove it? Then you can't remove it. Physically can't remove it.
So, how do you understand? Like, why?
There's some pieces you can't get to.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe this is
not talking about when they tried to get it out, maybe.
If you understand the question, like, sort of asking, like, they say this, like, during the 6 hours I ate something, now what happens if I were to remove it? And it's like, no, you should know you can never really remove it because it's still going to be in your teeth. Like, yeah, you could try as hard as you want, but...
Good, so you're all saying the same thing. I'm just asking how you know that's what the pasuk is talking about. I hear you.
That's right? Kind of like what the Bach says, right?
Very good. So, but the Bach can... Yeah, I just understand.
As a proofer, isn't it that what the Rambam says specifically in the Mishnah Torah, he says that you know all work
it? He does. That's why Zach can't be right, even though it would be nice. So that's the question. I might have answered two words that often appear in Dinim Drabanan. Take it. Low blood. which means we didn't differentiate. The Chachamim said we're making a rule, and this is the rule. What's the reason for the rule? The reason for the rule is that basar is because the basar should be neshinayim. I think that I'm good at getting it out, and I'm going to do it. Can I eat earlier? No. We need to make a standard. That's what I would have said is the reason of the Rambam. And when the Rambam says, if you do kinuach, it's not going to be enough, that's the reason. So here, if you're reading the Gemara this way, so what's the answer? So the Bach says, Kari Eliya Buzzer, then Mishnah, Kilomar. I like that he says Kilomar, because I think right away he's telling us whenever we have a Kilomar and a Garashi, I think the Bach is using it similarly. I need to explain this to you because it's not straightforward from the Pasuk. You know, on your own, you're going to be sitting here like what I just did to you guys, which is like, we want to say this because it makes sense to be the answer, but I can't tell you exactly how it fits in. That's kind of what he's saying, I think. Kilomar. Ein lismoch, you should not rely al hanikor v'asar zabasar on the poking and the removal of the meat mibein shinav ki adayin anikore alav amikrazek, because still on this I will call out the pasuk, I will apply the pasuk habasar odena ben shineim da'af la'achar hanikor odena ben shineim hilkach ein lismoch al hanikor. So again, lahalacha is clear what he means. It's clear what the Rambam means. So we can't say that option, as nice as that might have been in the Gemara. That's saying that the Chiddush, you can take it out. Because the Rambam himself writes that you can't.
And the Bach is saying, and the Rambam is wrong. That's not what the Bach is. What does the Bach mean? So certainly the simplest way of reading the Bach is, look at all you are saying, is that the Pasuk is Mechadish, that you can't get the meat out. And if the Pasuk is Mechadish, that you can't get the meat out, then you can, you know, sit here from today until tomorrow, flossing and taking it out, it's still there.
I think I have a different answer.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily saying you can't.
Right.
I think he's saying you may not get everything out. Like, there's a chance that you're not going to actually get everything. And anything that's not taken out would then have the status of lesser. So because of this, like, chashash, we want to...
Okay, I mean, it's a very slight difference between those two.
I mean, it's fundamentally saying the same thing, which that we're concerned if you didn't get everything out.
But it's no longer about the CSM if you're not able to. Like, you very well might be... Kind of like you said, look, like, we're not going to say because maybe one guy's able to better get his meat out of his teeth than another person. Like, we don't change a lot
right.
Based on the
meat. So maybe, again, it's very similar. Low plug means we don't divide, which means within Dinim Dirabanan, we don't say, you know, once we have a rule, we don't say, like, oh, but the reason doesn't apply in my particular circumstance, therefore the Dinim Dirabanan does not apply. So for instance, if I say, like this, let's say this case, without the pasuk, but what I've said, well, but I thought the pshat in the Rambam was, is that the Rambam can say you have to wait 6 hours because that's what the Din Derabanan is.
Why is it the Din Derabanan? Because normally, that's the, there's basar bein hashinayim. Maybe I can get it out.
We don't care. We made a rule.
Just because you're going to say, I got it out, so the rule doesn't apply to me. No, the rule is about eating basar. What's the reason for the rule?
The reason for the rule is that now the reason doesn't apply.
I don't care if the reason doesn't apply. The rule is already in effect.
I'm still not 100% sure how it comes out. This isn't like something that I have like a great answer to. I'm not just trying to be difficult so that I can, you know,
set it up for some sort of like beautiful finish. I don't really have a better shot. I don't know. And again, I understand, and I very much appreciate where the Bach was coming from. I mean, the Rambam was very difficult, and he was trying to come up with a pshat for the Rambam.
The only other tweak to it, which again, I think it's still similar to what you're all saying, is that maybe he understood
Habasar, again, if you look at the context of the Pasuk, Habasar Odena Ben Shineihem is talking more, I think, not about the fact that they physically had meat in their teeth,
but it was almost like poetically. Meaning, it's talking about their complaint. Their complaint They're still not eating the meat. The meat is still in their teeth and they're complaining. It's almost like, I don't know, what the hell, how could they possibly complain? They just had the meat.
So maybe what the pasuk is pointing to is that there's almost as if there's a period of time after you're eating where it's almost as if this is the basar dam and shinayim. This is the time of the basar being there. It's not a get it up and seeus necessarily the basar being there, but it's almost now. How long is that time frame? So that time frame is Chazal understood is going to be based on that. But no longer, even if you take it out of metzius. That time frame, Habasar Odena Ben Shineyem, that's the time that the Torah is saying is still considered to be you're connected to the Basar. So fundamentally, we're all on the same page. Fundamentally, the Rambam is writing it's about the Metzius. The only slight tweak, and the only, again, if you're willing to buy what I'm saying, the only advantage is that it's not a question of Metzius anymore. You don't need the low plug, you don't need this. It's that the pasuk is being mechadesh, and there's a period of time here for you. It's a basar then b'chinayim. It's too close. This is the time when the basar is normally there. And therefore, don't rely on the fact that you took out the basar. I don't care. I don't care. Again, maybe it's closer to the low plug. Maybe if you want to tweak it, you'll say it's the same. But, I don't know. That's what I thought. Yes?
How is that different than Rashi?
Different than Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi's the same thing. It's
no.
About, it's about the
tongue. No, that's totally nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi is talking about even if you have no meat in your teeth.
The chiddush of Rashi of this Gemara
is the
tongue,
right?
No, this from this Gemara, Rashi the chiddush is that meat that's in your teeth that begins to be digested
is still halachically considered to be meat.
What I'm saying that before that, we said the ikar of part of Rashi is the tongue.
Right.
And Rabbi just said that. According to like the finish of the bath is that it's not really about that. There's physical pieces in your mouth. Just
No. There is the din derabbanan of waiting is all about the physical pieces. What the Gemara is pushing right now is one they take out the pieces. Are the rabbanan to say that or not? And the rabbanan are basically responding. This isn't a drush. This isn't a din d'oraisa. This is an asmacht of sorts. The Rabbanim are saying, you see from the fact that the Torah refers to the time right after you're eating meat as Habasar Odena Ben Shineyem, that this is a normal time of the meat being there. Therefore, once the Rabbanim said that because of the Basar actually being there, you're not allowed to eat, then as long as you are in this time frame when the meat is normally there, that's considered to be too much connected to the Basar, and we won't make an exception. It's much closer related to my low plug answer from earlier. It's a little bit different. I'm not sure which one the bottom means, but let's move on a little bit. The two other the points that I gave you in the Darkei Moshe relate a little bit to the
full nafkaminas of them we'll deal with Mirza Shem Sunday,
but they're important in terms of the other points that they draw out. Again, Darkei Moshe was the Ramah. So the first thing that the Ramah says in Beis. We're not going to look at the first underlying part from the Mordechai right now. If we have time at the end, there is something in there that I want to show you. But the second point, Avalim ochel gvina yishana. You eat old cheese. La'achar she'avru alav shisha chadashim. It's been aged. Right, aged is a nicer way to say it. Old cheese is the new cheese that sat in the fridge and became moldy. Aged cheese is when it was aged on purpose to change the flavor. Or gvina metolas, right. Or gvina metolas means holy cheese, meaning cheese with holes in it. Afa pishein iser badavar, mikomako midas chasidu shalalechol achar basar ba'osa su'uda. He says that there's some sort of difference between aged cheese and regular cheese, how long you have to wait. Again, the full scope of how long. And the fact that he says su'uda Harris, as we'll see in a moment, is no different than the Gemara is going to say when it comes to Basar. That's not so telling in and of itself. What's different about old cheese than aged cheese, I'm sorry, than new cheese? What?
It's stuck in the cheese itself.
No.
It's the Well, you know what? Old cheese is the other way. I don't know if you ever walked through like Fairway or one of these supermarkets that has one of these real cheese sections.
Stinks. Mamish stinks to the heavens. I went to my kids, they ran out, Ran out of the aisle. It stinks. Mamish smells like really, really, really bad. Where does the stink come from? It comes from the taste and also. What changes the cheese is the taste. It becomes, that's why they're often called sharp cheeses. Sharp cheeses. The consistency of the cheese is no different.
So what's interesting is that this seems to be assuming
this chumrah, if you're going to treat it somehow as being more similar to basar, turns out how you wait. Makes sense according to Rashi. Makes sense according to Rashi. Rashi is the one who's serving tam. And there's fattiness in the cheese as well. But it's about the tam. The actual metziah, so the cheese getting stuck, there's no difference between the sharper cheeses and the other cheeses. Whatever gets stuck in cheese should be able to come out with kinuch and adacha. So again, we'll have to see what's accepted. The halacha. Maybe there'll be a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. And this is the Ramah who's bringing this. We don't find it mentioned in the Beis Yosef.
So in terms of how it will show up in Shulchan Aruch,
it's likely that it's going to come up, or we can assume it will come up in the Ramah. Less likely that it's going to come up in the Mechaber. But I just wanted to bring out that point, that again, this seems to make more sense if you're learning like Rashi. Similarly, in the next Darkei Moshe, on the sheet, not the next, is the Vav, he talks about the following case. What happens, Rav Osai? You don't want to be inflation. Why? Because who knows when the next opportunity to eat ice cream will arise. And never, if you have to wait 6 hours or whatever your particular custom is, you may miss out on the next ice cream. So therefore, you suffer from inflationophobia. Okay? The fear of being inflation. So I definitely a diagnosis of the sort.
You made that up?
Diagnosis of the sort.
It's a question of shtick, but it's also
The name.
That's what I call in my house. All the girls in my house, Shabbos lunch, somebody is eating, so they say, "What time is it?" And you have to mark the clock so you know what second they will be able to eat. They don't appreciate it.
What is that?
I don't want to be flay shake. And they make somebody serve each other. So what do? I pull a potato out of the chalent. And I eat the potato from the chalent. Because the potato. I wipe down the potato. There's no strings of meat. Potato from the chalent. Does the potato from the chalent make me fleshic or not? Yes. So the fire, what does it depend on?
You hold the taste. Or
if you hold like Rashi or the Rabbah. If you hold like Rashi, that has to do with Tom. So this has been soaking in Busser Schmaltz. It's all absorbed. It's the same thing. But if you hold like the Rambam, Busser Odena Benchineyim, the Busser can't transmit its ability to get stuck in between teeth to a potato. It's not going to happen.
So according to the Rambam,
Ayura, you should not have to wait. Now look at the Darkei Moshe. Says the Darkei Moshe, this in halacha, this is an important point to know, because you ever see quoted, is called a tabshil shalbasar. As opposed to basar, this is an item that was cooked.
You mean cooked it?
Tabshil, that would be a tabshil, it was cooked in a kli of basar. Tabshil shalbasar means an item that was cooked, this would be with basar. So it's a potato from the chum. It's the vegetables maybe from a chicken soup. It's the vegetables that were cooked in the same pan with chicken.
Chicken soup, that's another
Okay. It's the vegetables that were cooked together with a big brisket, the big piece of flesh. Right? These were tav shil shabbosar. What's the status of both sides of tav shil shabbosar? The huge nafkamina. Huge nafkamina. In terms of how long you're going to be flashing for after a potato. Oh, ubhagos, my manios, says the Argimosha. Kosa b'shem asmak, dimarak shel basar. Right? Soup of meat. So the meat is no longer, you're not eating the meat, you're eating the soup part. Yesh lo din basar atzmoi. Has the same din as if you ate the meat itself. So if you have a schmuck of meat soup, I don't know where you get a meat soup, but it sounds like it's got to be good. Oh, he was just saying that chickens are only their abundance. He wanted to deal with their rice. So he suggests a chiddush that maybe you can differentiate between marak and basar, which would be like the gravy of the actual soup, versus the tavshos of basar, and maybe the tavshos of basar potato would be different. Depends on the thickness. Though in the end, if you flip to the left side of the column, in the underlying part, tavshos of basar is the same. V'ein lifro together. Mio. But im ein basar betavshil, if you're cooking and there is no meat in the food, afabishin is basho bekedera shemivashlin bo basar, but you're cooking in a fleshik pot, but there's no fleshiks in the pot. Lo nagu lahachner mutalachal acharav gavina. M-E, right? Meat equipment.
Meat
equipment does not make you flesh. You can't do it there. You cannot eat it with dairy.
Is this saying that you
can
cook like macaroni and cheese in a meat pot?
No. So then, is this saying that if you cook macaroni in a meat pot and you eat that macaroni, then afterwards you're going to have ice cream for dessert? You're not flesh.
You can't put cheese on it in the
pot. Oh, for sure. That's going to shake up your pot.
You mean if it's completely clean?
Yes. That's bleus. That's the.
Yeah. Hashem, if we get to this, if we go backwards to Giranasha, we'll deal with that more. Okay. But again, with Ora, this issue should depend on the machlokes between the Rambam and between Rashi. And that, according to the Rambam, the only concerns that we should have are concerns of Basar Mamish. According to Rashi, any of these other foods should also be concerning. No. There's meat in it, then it's automatically ben yomo.
You have to clean it out, but it's used for 48 hours.
But we're talking about when there was meat in it, it doesn't matter if there's meat in it.
There was no mamash in the pot.
Except for in the last case where it says you don't have to worry about it.
I'm saying the last case is when there was meat cooked in it, but it's cleaned out.
Right.
So there's no meat now.
Right. He says that after that, you're not free.
You still can't put cheese. You can't cook macaroni and cheese in it.
Correct.
Even if it wasn't used for a week or anything?
Correct. In the fleshik pot?
Yeah.
You can never put cheese in it.
Not now.
Okay. Says the Gemara. Good. Points are clear. That's really Shirayim from yesterday, but very, very nogeya. And that was part of our summary on Sunday. Says the Gemara, unbelievable Gemara. Amar Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says, Ana lehamilsa. I, when it comes to this thing, Chala bar chamra legabe ava. I am like vinegar, the son of wine, when you compare it to my father. What does that mean? De'ilu ava. Kihava achil bisra ha'idna.
that when it came to my father, if he ate Basar now, lo hava achal gvina ad the machar ki hashta. My father, what? Yeah, the Bach, that's the Aleph is. Or ad hashta would mean the same thing, but ki hashta a little bit clearer. My father would wait 24 hours after eating meat before having cheese. Same time tomorrow. V'ilu ana, but me, b'ha sudas lehu delo achilna, v'sudas acharita achilna. I won't eat it in the same meal, I'll eat it in the next meal. Gemara is a pella. It's a pella. Look at Rashi. I am so much worse than my father. Like vinegar that comes out of wine. 24 hours. If he thinks that he's so bad for not waiting as long as his father, why didn't he just wait as long as his father? This is Marukba. This isn't some schnook. Okay, well, here's Rato in a second. Why on earth didn't he just wait as long as his father? So Lumen's going to tell us.
What?
That the pshat is.
You said
cool. Chaim Shmulevitz writes. Chaim Shmulevitz.
I'll say it. Because this is what Lumen told me. That he said to you, he went to his father, whatever, he asked me, and his father said, like, Judaism is all about doing what you can at your level, and like if you were to do this, it wouldn't be genuine or something like that.
Okay, so similar. Chaim Shmulevitz got the whole story. I don't know if he actually went to his father. Didn't go to his father. But kind of what he says, what you see from the Gemara, is that you have to be holding by your chumrah. You have to be holding, and their chumrah has to be matim. It has to be appropriate for you. And the greatness of Mar Okva, was his ability to be honest with himself and say the chumrah that my father, again, it was the Ikar HaDin. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing.
Saying like a.
I'm worse. I'm worse than my father. My father was on a level where
it's better to be on a level where
this chumrah is appropriate for you. Absolutely.
Chumrah is not always like the better choice.
That's what you see here. This Gemara is clearly saying that there are certain chumrahs. Again, when's appropriate chumrahs, when's not appropriate chumrahs, we can have a whole shiur on a different time, not for now. But there is a concept of chumrahs being a positive. But a chumrah needs to be appropriate for who you are and what level you are on. And to jump ahead for chumrahs that are inappropriate for you, that's usually like where the Mishnah Brura will tell you. You have to worry about yuhara. You're doing it out of arrogance. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The greatness of Mar Okva is what emerges from this Gemara. Is that you realize, I'm not as great as my father. Because I'm not as great as my father, it realizes itself that this chumrah is not appropriate for me. And listen, halavai, maybe I'll be on the level of my father, and then this chumrah will also be appropriate for me. Again, but it's not the pshat that he said I'm worse than my father because I'm not keeping the chumrah. It's that because I'm garua from my father, I can't keep this chumrah. It doesn't make sense. It's not appropriate for me. I don't remember which shmuz it's in, but I'm pretty sure that Chaim Shmulevitz writes that in one of his shmuzim. What's important for us?
What do you find this?
What was Tosuf talking about?
See, Chasmus, Chaim Shmulevitz. It's 3 years worth of shmuzim.
I had one of those. It's close
to the Parshas Noah. Right, it's in one of them. I don't know. Go through it. Maybe it has an index. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure
incredible stuff.
They are incredible stuff. I'm pretty sure that it's there. Yeah. Question.
Yeah. So what was Tosuf's?
Now, what's important for us besides the Musar piece? Besides the Musar piece, what's important for us is obviously then what Mar Okva did is what he thought the din was, or a chumrah, but probably the din. What his father did was the chumrah. So if the din is sudasa to sudasa achriti, we have to understand what does that mean, because Mar Okva is the one who is revealing to us what the halacha is. So now we have to define. One second. Now we have to define what does Mar Okva mean when he says that I didn't eat the Suda, but the Suda Achriti I did. So did he just simply bench? Did he wait a certain amount of time? Did it depend when the suddos were? That's what the Rishonim are going to argue about, but that's going to be the major impact. This is the most important source, the halacha, to figure out how long you're supposed to wait after meat. Again, we know certain shiurim based on what the Rambam says and others, but they're coming from the sugya. The reason of the isser they got from the previous sugya. But how long you have to wait, that's going to come from the sugya. Yes?
Is it signed up between meat and milk?
Right.
Didn't Tosfos quote Mark also that you would do between milk and meat?
We can look back at the Tosfos afterwards, but let's stick to our sugya, and then if it's not clear, we'll go back to Tosfos. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think it's a problem, but let's stick to our sugya. Yeah.
It is a possibility that he also was doing chumrah, but not as big of a chumrah.
Theoretically, it's possible. And we're going to see
if there didn't could be even less, maybe.
Right.
So we don't actually know.
No, we do. We're going to look at the Rishonim. We don't know from reading the Gemara.
See,
we know from
the Rishonim. Either way, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what less you could have possibly done.
Maybe just not mamash right after, but if you wait like
maybe, but then I don't know how you said the previous Gemara. And when you said that it was Rechus, you said it was Aser, so when was it Aser?
What do you mean?
Aser did it together? But Yulin is also Aser did it together. Nice. Ah. So Zab Taisvis. The Sudasa Acharita Achilno. Lav Besudasa Shirigila Nasos Achashachris Vachas Arvis. So he says, what would I might have thought. He might have said, if I have salami and eggs for breakfast, then I won't have pizza until the next meal time. That's how you could have read it. Not the next time that I eat, but the next meal time, right? So again, they only had two meals. So Akashakras Fakas Arvis. So that could have been the gap. As Toto says, that's not the pshat. Elafilu the altar, even immediately. Imsilek hashulchan uberach mutter. Why? Delo plug rabbanon. Because there again, the rabbanon don't differentiate. There has to be some sort of rule. So what is the rule? He thinks that sitting down to your personal next meal is not a clear enough rule. It's not a clear enough rule. Because then, for you, it's going to be an hour. For me, it's going to be 2 hours. For that guy, it's going to be 4 hours. Then what? It's going to change. How long do you wait? I wait until the next meal. Okay, so let's have a meal, and then you're fine. So Tosfos, that can't be. That's it. So what's the rule? Because of it, Tosfos, it's a kula. The rule is that it's only until you bench. Once you bench, you can have nothing.
That's what he thinks
Marukfa means. When Marukfa says that, as extreme as we could possibly imagine from his dad to him, his dad was 24 hours, and he's like 24 minutes. You know, he's as soon as the meal is over, Marukfa was already moving on. Yeah.
Why couldn't low poly the line, you could have made it in a muffler sense. Meaning instead of saying, okay, therefore, because we don't want to make it basic, just say, like, the average person has their thing.
You could have.
But they chuck it, he's choosing not to interpret it.
He didn't think that's a simple shot of Morocco.
He thinks it's to bring out the ladies, you know.
I don't know if his goal was to figure out a leniency or a chumrah. He's just trying to understand the pshat. If Marukva says from one meal to the other, he says the easiest way for him to understand that is not that Marukva was saying that it depends on the day of the week, that he's saying that once one meal is over, then it's permitted whenever the next meal is.
Being over means you remove your...
So he says, removing the table and benching. So we don't remove our table, so for us it would just be benching. Benching. They used to have small tables that they would remove the table, it'd be okar as a shulchan, and then they would bench. It was a two-step process. So we clear off our table and we bench. Tosfos doesn't say anything about it. It's a good question. Tosfos doesn't say anything about it. Oh. No. Let's see the Rush. Oh, so we saw the Rambam yesterday. So we were focusing yesterday on the second half of the Rambam. The MS is that the first half of the Rambam is significant as well in Tes Chav Ches, right? Misha achal basar betchila, you meet first, bein basar behem basar of, lo yochal akrav chalav, ad sheyeh v'nein kedeshir, seuda acheres. V'hu kimo sheish shalos. So Rambam said a few things in that line. First of all, he's clearly telling you that I'm trying to understand Marokva. He didn't just come along and give you a time. He said, where do I get the time from? So that's what you were saying. You were presumably influenced by the Rambam. The shir is kedei shir sudacher. It's the normal time between meals. What's the normal time between meals? Says the Rambam, 6 hours. How did he come to that? We'll leave it for now. How did he come to that? We'll leave it for now. You eat at 10 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's 6 hours.
Could be talay on your kind of?
No. Because Rambam interprets it as then time.
I was saying that was based on his time. Like his the mitzvahs of his culture, whatever.
If you're a low polygraph button on the other way, I don't think you would say...
Because that would be just the same issue, and you would be like, oh, but nowadays we're going to wait 3 hours.
Correct. So Rambam, and then he says, what does it mean, kimo sheishos? Like 6 hours. Is it 6 hours? Is it not 6 hours? So let's put that on the side. Let's put it aside for a moment. But again, the Rambam is understanding the exact same words as Tosfos, but came out with a much larger amount of time. Instead of being benching, it now is 6 hours. Says the Rosh, Simon Hagen. As the Rosh Simon Hay. A few people were asking about where to start in the Rosh in Simon Hay. This is just a general point of knowledge. The Rosh does a very, very good job of summarizing sugyos. He'll ask some kashas in the Arvasi Chidushim and how he paskin, but in general, if you have extra time, doing the Rosh is a very good way of getting an extra chazara in terms of the main points in the sugya. So the part that I wanted was actually towards the end, but if you did the rest, you're only in better shape. Amar Rav Chista, Acha Basar, Asa Lechal Gvina, Gvina Mutter Lechal Basar, Amar Rav Chava Yer Yosef, Rav Chista, Basar, Shemina Shinai, Mao, what else between your teeth? Kolomar, Mi Habe Kim Ucho, is it considered to be as if it's digested? Excuse me. Kevan Dinishta, Kokach, Azman Suda Achrina, Vein Tzarek Asir, if it's already sitting there enough time that you're planning on eating again, that's why you're trying to get it out, so it's already digested. Very similar to the way Rashi read the Gemara. Amar Mar Ukva says, Ana l'ha milsa chala bar chamra. I am like the vinegar of the son of wine. Di l'abach yabach abisra. No, l'abach yabach 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 at the same time, in 24 hours. V'ana v'hai su'dasa l'achilna b'su'uda acharina achilna. Perish. Bizmanar shiragil adam lisod, at the time when a person would normally eat, the hainum bizman su this aboker azman su this arev. Upachos mishir ze ein lechel gvina chabas. But less than that, no. De lo ashkechon man de shari af bahai shiura elamar ukva de kakari nafshei chala bar chamra. What's that line mean? What does that line mean? It says.
Yeah,
why?
Meaning that's a chamra. The morning meal that you eat meal, that's like a chamra, and then that's people need to like know themselves.
I thought what he's saying is this. We don't have any halacha l'moshe m'Sinai on how long you have to wait. We have Mar Ukva's statement. So I'm telling you that Mar Ukva means, we'll call it 6 hours. He says, Sudas Boker, Sudas Erev, about 6 hours. Okay? So I might say, okay, but that was, maybe this is what you're trying to say, that was Mar Ukva. Maybe Mar Ukva is just telling us a chumra. Comes along and he says, no, we don't find anybody more makil than Mar Ukva. And Mar Ukva himself says that what I'm doing wasn't great. Therefore, the Rush assumes that you cannot do possibly do less than Marukva. And the pshat, what? No, no. Meaning, he would say that Tosos is wrong. Yet Tosos said the pshat in Marukva is misseuda l'seuda, which means that there are other that's the lowest shear that you could possibly apply to Marukva. The Rush does not apply that shear, and he says, since I think pshat in Marukva is from seuda seuda, and he says chal v'racham, and therefore anything less than seuda to seuda is wrong. The Rush seems to be saying that Tosfos is, you know, sort of taking a shot at Tosfos, that he doesn't think that you can rely on any shorter shear.
He says that Surazuda is how long?
He doesn't tell us. He says Mizman Suda Boka is Mansuda Arab. So that's gotta be a significant amount of time. Much longer than after Benji. It's gotta be a few hours. I would assume that it's something close to the 6 hours. If you're only having 2 meals a day, then being 6 hours apart makes sense. But I don't have, no. You have to tell us the exact number, yeah.
I feel like the fact that he's compared himself to his father is showing that he was giving his own personal, take on it. He wasn't really meant to be applied to everyone. Saying from the fact that he's saying that, this
not
is
sure.
My
why? I don't know. If you wanted a chumah to go with your father, if he didn't, then I don't know. Clearly, the Rush didn't learn that way. One last point, you can do it after Shir. One last point. If you look, it's quoted in the Darkei Moshe, but the Mordechai says in Tuf Reish Pei Zayin. He quotes the following story. He quotes from the Maharami Wittenberg, famous Maharami Wittenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush, who was tragically kidnapped and taken and was ransomed, and there were Gevurim who wanted to redeem him, and the Maharami Wittenberg didn't allow them to. He said that the halacha is that you're not allowed to pay more than the person is worth, because it's going to encourage more kidnappings. And he stayed in captivity until 14 years after his death, and there was a Gevur who redeemed his body and then had the zechus of being buried next to him. So it tells here that there was somebody who came to the Maram, and Maram Wittenberg, that he had a personal anhaga not to eat meat from an animal after cheese. And he made chicken not. He explains why. When I was younger, I used to make fun of people after this. I thought it was a mistake to do. That's not the halacha. You don't have to wait after cheese before meat. You don't have to wait. But one time, from one meal to the other, I found that there was cheese in my teeth. So I made a rule. I was the same amount of time that I wait after meat before having cheese. I'm going to wait from cheese after meat. Personal chumrah. Then he says something very interesting. And don't think that you're going to call this that I'm arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara says it's mutter. So why am I saying that it's aser? Don't think I'm adding on. Which Chalamosev Goreya, you add up the Torah, you're losing out. Why not? What's his raya that this is mutter? What's his raya that it's mutter? The Viperakal Abatsar Amar, because Mar Ukva says, Anoba Amilsa Kechal Bar Chamra, Dilu Abba Kedaka Bisra, Vichule Ah. Says that Mar Ukva quotes as a Maila that his father was extra Machmir. What right does his father have to be extra Machmir? Isn't that against the Gemara? He says, what you see clearly is that in this era, kolchad matzi lachmur yanav lasas mishmeras. And when it comes at least to the area of Basar v'chalav, if it's a personal anaga, tell people that it's the din that you're not allowed to do. It's not the din. But to have a personal hanhaga that is there to ensure the extra gezeira, that is mutter. So that says the That says the Maharam is halacha. It's interesting just the difference he brings. Then now our Gemara again is not just a piece of Musar. Our Gemara as well is the raya that the Maharam is bringing that chumras in this area are okay. Chumras in this area, they have to be appropriate for the person, and they have to be dealt with as chumras. But taking upon himself a chumra such as Maharam did, not recommending it for other people, is something which is permitted. So again, what we have to struggle with, and we're all of them in Hagim, and we'll deal with on Sunday, in terms of the wait in between a basar and a cholov, you know, an hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, 5 in a minute, 5 and a half, all those things, it's all about understanding this Gemara. So I'm trying to figure out what did Mar Ukva mean, and how do we assume the halacha? Bezos Hashem will do that. I both say have a wonderful Shabbos.